We begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos, daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the bottom of Chavav and Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins with a quote from the Mishnah that said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arbashayis. Rabbi Yehuda said, unlike the Tanakam, who said you could daven Shachris, the morning Shachris, up until noon, he holds only up until 4 hours into the morning. So the Gemara wants to understand his statement. Iboilu. Ad va'ad b'chlal, oy dilma ad v'le ad b'chlal. When Rabbi Yehuda said that you could say the morning Kriyashma up until 4 hours, is it including the fourth hour, that means until after 4 hours in the morning? Or is it not including that fourth hour, and therefore it's only up until after 3 hours in the morning? However, according to the Rabbanu, we didn't have that question. We knew for sure that it was up until noon, because after that, it's the Zman that's past the Zman of the Tamid, and therefore we didn't inquire about him. But the question was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is it including the fourth hour or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll prove to you that which way Rabbi Yehuda holds. Because Rabbi Yehuda said in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plaga mincha, that mincha could only be up until halfway through of the mincha. So the Gemara says, Iyamid bishlima ad v'le ad b'chlal, that if you would say that when Rabbi Yehuda says his phraseology up until, it means not inclusive of what he's saying up until. That would make sense. What is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? That when they have the argument up until when you could daven the Tevilah of Mincha, the Rabbanan say up until the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says up until halfway, the halfway point, the Plaga Mincha, the second half of the Mincha Ketana, that's up until when one can say the Mincha pray, which is Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours from 9.5 up until 12. And therefore, up until 10.75, that up until the Mincha the Plaga Mincha, up until the second half, but not including the second half, that would make sense that that's where they're arguing. Eliyamrit ad v'ad b'chlal, but if, when Rabbi Yehuda would say, up until, it means inclusive of what he's saying, so then Rabbi Yehuda, then therefore the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we continue on to the top of Chav Zayin and Alf, Hayne Rabbanan, that is the same as Rabbanan. Because now the Gemara thinks that when Rabbi Yehuda says Plaga Mincha, means up until the second half of Mincha Ketana, and therefore, if he's saying up until the second half, and it's including the second half, so that means up until the evening, so that's the same as Rabbanan. So what would they be arguing about? So the Gemara says, okay, so Elamai ad v'loy ad b'chla. Obviously, you're trying to prove that when Yehuda says up until, it means not inclusive of what he's saying up until. So the name is Seif. Well, let's see the Seif of the Mishnah that said, V'shal musafin kalayayim, you could daven the trill of Musa the whole entire day. Yehuda Omer ad sheva shas. Yehuda argues, and he says up until 7 hours into the day. V'tanya, we're learning the Braisa. We learn a braisa that if a person has two tefillos to daven, either one of musaf or one of mincha, in other words, it's already, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they didn't daven musaf or mincha, so you could daven either one. The halacha is mispal shal mincha v'achar kech shal musaf. First daven mincha, and then daven the musaf. One, the reason is, shazu tadir, shazu and the tadir, since the tefillah of mincha is a constant, it's every day, and the tefillah of musaf is not constant. We know tadir v'sha and the tadir kaidim, the one that's the more constant is the one that comes first. So therefore, you first daven mincha, and then musaf. Yehuda Omer, no. Mispal shal musaf v'achar kech shal mincha. First you daven musaf, and then the tefillah of mincha. And the reason is, shazu oiveres, shazu oiveres, because the tefillah of musaf has a time that will be passing by soon. And the man of mincha, it doesn't have a time that's passing by soon. And that is the Rabbanan al shetasam, that they hold the tefillah of musaf the whole entire day. Just like mincha. So therefore, since they both can be said the whole day, so therefore you do tadu, the one that's constant first. Rabbi Yehuda is l'tameh, he's l'shitasa, that he holds musaf is only up until 7 hours into the day. So therefore it's a mitzvah iveres, it's a time that's going to be passing soon. However, mincha has the whole entire day up until plaga mincha. So therefore he says, daven musaf first and then mincha. So now the Gemara develops its question. Iyamrit b'shleima ad v'ad b'chlal. If you say, very good, that when he says up until, it's inclusive of what he's saying up until. So haynu de meshkachas lu shtei tefillos b'hadei adad. He said, then it's possible to have missed the ability to daven musaf and mincha at the same time, because when he says up until 7 hours, he means including the seventh hour, which means up until, so to speak, when it's a day from 6 to 6, up until 1 o'clock, and mincha starts from 12:30, so to speak. So therefore, you'll have that half hour time span when you could have musaf and mincha, and that's where he'll say that you daven musaf first and then mincha. Eliyamir ad v'loyad b'chlal. But if you're learning in Rabbi Yehuda, when he says up until, it means not inclusive of what he said up until. How could you ever have two tefillahs together of musaf and mincha at the same time, which would be the second half of the seventh hour, which is the same time of, because mincha gedolah is from 6.5 hours up until then, but but if you're saying that he says not inclusive of the seventh hour, which means you could only have musaf up until noontime, because that's the beginning of the seventh hour, so then when if you're ready up to mincha time of 12:30, you already missed his man of musaf. So therefore, you're never going to have an ability to have a Musa and Mincha together. So the Gemara says, Elamai, Adva Ad Bechla. So then what are you proving from here? Then obviously when he says up until, it's inclusive of what he's saying up until, and therefore it's up until the end of the seventh hour. So then Kashi Reisha, so we have the challenge of the Reisha, Mayika ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. When Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon argue regarding the end of the Zman of Mincha, the Rabbanon say up until nighttime, and Rabbi Yehuda says up until Plaga Mincha. Now if it's up until Plaga Mincha, which is the second half of the Mincha, that goes up until the evening, and that's inclusive of Ad Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara says, no. Mi savit ahai plag mincha plag achreina kama? Did you think when we said up until plag mincha means the second half? Plag rishreina kama was going on the first half. And that is when we said the first half of the second mincha, that is, and va'ab b'chlal is coming to tell you that although he gave a simon for the plag achreina, that we're saying, what is plag mincha, which is 11 hours minus a quarter, the Gemara explains what we meant to say as follows. V'hochi kama. This is what we meant to say. Amos nafig plag rishoyna v'ayil plag achreina. When is it that the first half ends and then the second half begins? That is mechi nafig gedal shoyiz chas revia. That is 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 10 and 3 quarters. But he was saying, there's two halves of the mincha ketana, from 9 and a half hours into the 12 hours when it's already nighttime. This is the first half and the second half. Rabbi Yehuda was saying you could say the tefillah of mincha up until the first half. When he says the plag of mincha, up until the first half of mincha, which is 9 and a half. That is inclusive of ad b'chlal up until 10 and three quarters. And that's what he meant to say when it's 11 minus a quarter. That means that's the end of the first half, which is the one that he said up until, which is inclusive of that half too. And the Gemara says, Amr Rav Nachman, Afananam Tinin, we also learned this, that when Rabbi Yehuda says Ad, it's Ad Bechlal, and therefore the Tefillah Shal Shachris, when he says up until Ad Arba Shas, until 4 hours, meant including the fourth hour, so you could daven Shachris up until the end of the fourth hour. And we learned the same thing as it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Heit Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said testimony about 5 different halachas, and they are, Shememanin Es HaKetana, that we encourage rejection for the minor girl. And that is halacha, that a minor girl, that her mother married her off after her father had passed away, min ha-tayra, that kedushin, that marriage is nothing. Because a ketana doesn't have das, and therefore she herself can't marry herself off. And her mother, the Torah, never gave the merit, the schus for her to have a koyach, to be a mekadeshah, only to the father, as it says in the pasuk, as biti nisati lishazeh. The father says, I gave my daughter to this man. Only the father has that koyach in the Torah. However, the rabbanon were mesakin kedushin for her, and therefore to require min, which is her refusal, that is, why did they institute this marriage that the mother could do? So that she should get married and she shouldn't go out to promiscuity to znus, and that to be available for everyone. So therefore, if she refuses at a later time and she says, I don't want this man, she goes out and she's permitted to any man. She doesn't even need a get from that individual. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, his testimony was that sometimes Beis Din is commanded to teach her that she should refuse, and they, so to speak, encourage her to refuse. That is in the case, for example, when you have two brothers that are married to two sisters that are orphans, and one is married to the gedolah, to an adult girl, and that kedushin was a kedushin min ha-tayra. And one of them is a minor girl, that her kedushin only works from the rabbanon. And then the husband of the adult girl dies without any children. So now she, the adult girl, falls in front of his brother for yibum. And therefore it comes out that she's zakuk to him min ha-tayra, that according to biblical law, she is, so to speak, attracted to him in mitzad the halacha, because her sister he's married to is only a rabbinic marriage. And therefore, this zika, this attraction, the halachic, so to speak, attraction that they have for marriage, would forbid his current wife, which is only a minor, because of what's the halacha called of achisa kuka, that the sister of the one that's attracted to the law of yibum, which is called a zika, that's like the same halacha, like almost like the achis ishtoi, like his wife's sister. And therefore, although he's only has this attraction for the yibum to that his brother's wife, his own wife, the minor girl, almost is usher like achis ishtoi, that she almost has a halacha like a wife, this woman that has a zika for yibum. And therefore, the Gemara Yevamos in Daf Koftes, Rebbe Eliezer says that melamdin ketana zusha tamon beba, we teach this minor girl that's married to this brother to refuse her husband and to uproot the kedushin retroactively, and all her interrelations with her husband will be znus. And the reason is to permit her husband to do yibum to her sister, although he had relations with the sister all those years. That it says you're allowed to marry the sister of the woman that you violated or you seduced. And therefore, since it doesn't have a halachic marriage anymore, because she uprooted Lama Freya by saying introducing the halach of Mian that I don't want him to be married anymore. And therefore, that's what we teach her to do. And Rabbi Yehuda's ben Bava testimony was that this was in the day, these testimonies were in the days when the Masecht of Idyas was taught, which was the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, which a later Gemara is going to teach us about, that he said that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, that if we do this, we encourage the girl to reject her husband for the rabbinic marriage, so that her husband could do yibum to his brother's wife, which is her older sister. The second halacha that he taught was v'shemasin es ha'isha al pi eid echad, that we can marry off a woman through the testimony of one witness, as the Gemara in Yevamos and Kuf Chav Bey says, that he tells her that your husband died in a faraway land, that we allow her, although generally we need to have a testimony of two witnesses, in this case, since she's going to be careful because she doesn't want to have the situation where she's going to have to separate from her current husband and from a previous husband, we allow her to marriage on the basis of one person's testimony. The third thing that he said about was Val Tarnagol Shaniskal B'Yerushalayim Ashahargas HaNefesh. He said that there was a rooster, a chicken that was stoned in Yerushalayim because it killed a soul. That is, the chicken pecked away at the skull of a child in the place where the has the soft spot on the top of the head, and it made a hole in his brain. And what they did was they gave skila, they stoned this chicken, just like it says in the Torah that a shur shenogach has an ox that gores a person, it says hashur yisakel. It says in Shemayis Chavav that the ox will get stoned. And we learn that from Gzer Shava, shur from Shabbos, that just like on Shabbos, shur includes all the animals and all the behemachai and oif, just like shur. So too, regarding the halacha of stoning an animal that kills a person, he said that we see that actually includes even a tarnagol, that since it killed a person, it will also be included in the halacha of stoning it. The fourth halacha he said edus about was val yain ben arbom yoim shnisnas chagabi mizbech, that wine, as long as it's 40 days old, that it can be poured onto the mizbech for the nesachim, and that is, it's not included anymore in yain megita. It's not included in wine that was just pressed. Rather, it's considered complete wine, and it has the halacha of nesach shecher, like the pasuk in Bamidbar Chavches says, and it's considered already intoxicating, and therefore it can be poured on the mizbech. And the fifth testimony says, well, tamid shel shachas hakarav be'ar b'shoyis, that the morning carbon tamid that was brought every day was brought within the fourth hour, and not more than that. So obviously he held like Rabbi Yehuda, and still he said it was brought in the fourth hour, so obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds ad v'ad b'chlal, that it was be able to be brought not only up until the fourth hour, but even including in the fourth hour. So Shema Minah, the Gemara says, ad v'ad b'chlal, Shema Minah, obviously when Rabbi Yehuda says, up until, it's inclusive of what he said up until. And therefore, the morning tefillah of Shachar can be said inclusive of up until the end of the fourth hour. So now the Gemara says, L'halacha amrav kahana, halacha k'rib Yehuda, hoil v'tnan b'b'chirta kavaseh. The halacha is like a Yehuda, that, as he says in our Mishnah, that the tamid shel Shachar is only brought up until the end of the fourth hour, and that includes the tefillah of the morning Shachars. And the reason is, since it's taught in the most choicest of halachas, like him, which is a reference to the Masecht of Idyas, which is called the most choicest, and that's the word Idyas always means the best, and therefore the halacha is like whatever is said in Masecht Idyas, and since in Idyas they say the halacha like Yehuda, so therefore that's the halacha, and that's how we paskin, that the Tefillah Shel Shachar is said up until the end of the fourth hour. Now the Gemara continues, that we said, Val Tamid Shel Shachar Shekarv Ba'ar B'Shoyis, that the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought up until the end of the fourth hour. So the Gemara asks something related to this. Who is the Tana of this that we learned in the following Mishnah? It says in the Pasuk in Shemayis related to the Mun, that when it became at a certain time, the Cham HaShemesh V'Namas, that then the sun grew hot, and the Mun would melt and would go into the rivers, and all the nations would taste it. So it says over there that was Ba'ar B'Shoyis, that was at the fourth hour of the day. Once the Mun wasn't taken at that time, it would melt and then it would dissolve. So the Braisa says, Ato Im Ba'ar B'Shoyis, no, do you say really that it was at the fourth hour? Or maybe it was only at the sixth hour that then it melted, and up until then it was still extant. So the Braisa says, Kishu Oimer, when it says in the Pasuk in a different place related to Avram Avinu, it says, Kachayim Hayoim, like of the heat of the day, Hareshesh Shois Omer, so that would obviously be at 6 hours of day at noontime. And that is, we find somewhere else that the pasuk changed the terminology, and it says by Avraham Avinu, "V'hu yoshev pesach ha'oil kachemayim," that he was sitting at the entrance of his tent at as the heat of the day, right? And below ema kachem hashemesh, and it doesn't say as the heat of the sun, ela hayyim. Rather, it says the heat of the day. So it's mashma that when it says the heat of the day, that all the places were hot, whether when you're in the sunny place or in the shady place. When is that? That's at noontime when the sun is made everything already hot. Haman mekayim v'cham hashemesh v'nomes. And then what does it mean over here when it says that the sun was hot and then it melted? It didn't say the day was hot, just that the sun was hot, which is mashma that in the place with itself, where the shade was, that there it was still cold. That is ba'ar b'shoyes, that's 4 hours into the morning, because before 4 hours, even the sun is still, so to speak, cold. When it's 4 hours into the morning, then the sun is hot, but not the whole day, so to speak, is not hot yet, because the shady places are still cool. And therefore, that's how we know that v'cham hashemesh v'nomes means 4 hours into the morning. So mani, who is the Tana of that brisa? That's mashma, that 4 hours into the morning is not morning anymore. Because it says in the Pasukim over there, that they would gather the man in the mornings. And then it says, that then the sun would come in and get hot, and then it would melt the leftovers. So from the fact that the Bryce is saying that it would melt in 4 hours in the morning, so obviously that's not the time of when they would gather it. So therefore, that's obviously not the time of Baker. That's not morning. So who is this Tana? As the Gemara says, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Abban. It can't be either Rabbi Yehuda or Abban. Because I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, at Arba Shoyis Namitzavrihu, we learned that up until 4 hours in the morning, that's also considered the morning. Because as we said in the previous Gemara, that Adva Ad Bechlal, and as we find by the Karban Tomet, that's called Ta'asa Babaker. The Karban Tomet should be brought in the morning. And if he holds that it can be brought up until four at the end of 4 hours, obviously the fourth hour is still morning, and therefore it won't be the time of the leftovers being melted. And Irabbanan at Chatzos Namitzavrihu, if it's Rabbanan, for sure it can't be, because they hold that even noon is still considered the morning. So the Gemara says, no. Ibo Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, Ibo Yisem Rabbanan. We could say that Tana is either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. As the Gemara says, Ibo Yisem Rabbanan, because Amakra Babayke Babayke, the Pasuk, when it talks about the Mun, the Pasuk in Shemesh Tezayin Chavav, it says in the full Pasuk, it says, Vayilkutu Oysa Babayke Babayke, they would gather it in the morning, ish kafi ochlay, every man according to how much he needed to eat, v'cham hashemesh v'nomes, and then the sun grew hot and it melted it. So why is the repetition babayke babayke? So the Gemara says, chalku l'shnei b'karim, that they split the morning into two mornings, and that is that they would only gather the man the first half of the morning, which is the first 3 hours, and that's the b'ikir rishon, that's the first morning, and that's why once it reached the fourth hour, it would melt already, because that was already into the second morning. And that's why it's not difficult, even according to the Rabbanan, that generally the morning goes up until noon, but here they split it in half, Baboike, Baboike. V'iboy same Rabbi Yehuda, or you could say that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, Hai Baboike Yaseir, Lahakdim Leshachas. The fact that it says the word Baboike two times is coming to make it really early in the morning. And that is to make it an hour earlier, that although he generally holds that the morning goes up until the end of the fourth hour, here it went up until the end of the third hour, and then in the fourth hour already it was melting. So the Gemara says, the kula alma miya v'cham hashemesh v'nomes ba'abishoyes. But what we see is that everybody agrees, whether it's the Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, that when it says that the sun grew hot and it melted, was in 4 hours into the morning. So the Gemara asks, my mashma, from where do we see this from the pasuk that it would mean that? And basically this is a repetition of what we said before, that Amar Rabach b'Yakov makro, v'cham hashemesh v'nomes, it says that the sun got hot and it melted. Ezehi shoh shashemesh cham atzel tzen. What is the hour of the day that the sun is hot, but the shade is still cool? That's 4 hours into the day, as we said, because before 4 hours, then maybe the sun is not even that hot yet. And after, when it's 6 hours, not only is the sun hot, but even the shady place is hot. When is it that the sun is hot and the shade is cool? That's when it's 4 hours into the morning, and that's the time when the man was starting to melt. Now we return to the Mishnah that said that Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, we said that the Tanakhama said you could have Mincha up until the evening time. Yehuda says no, up until Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Halacha? Up until when could we daven Mincha? Up until Plaga Mincha or up until the evening? So Amalei Rav Chizkel Rav Yitzchak, Hasam over there, Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said regarding Tfilas HaShachar, the Tfilah of the morning, that Halacha Kreb Yehuda, the Halacha is like Yehuda, that we could only daven Shachar up until 4 hours into the day. And the reason was, because since we had the choices statements which is the Mishnayos and Idyos said like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we said that that's the halacha like him up until 4 hours into the day. Halacha mai here regarding mincha, what is the halacha? Is the halacha there also like Rabbi Yehuda that only up until plaga mincha, or is it even like drabbana up until the evening? So ishtik v'loy omalei v'loy min, he was quiet and he didn't answer, he didn't say anything. So since Rav Chizda didn't get an answer, Rav Chizda, nechzina, let us see ourselves what the halacha is. Mederav matzli shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos min b'ayoyim. Since we find by Rav that he would daven Shabbos, they would daven the Friday night davening on erev Shabbos when it was still day. In other words, he would make an early Shabbos. He was makabel Shabbos early. So shma mina halacha Rabbi Yehuda. You could see from Rav's custom that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that from Plaga Mincha and on is already up until then is his man of Mincha, and then from then on is already Ma'ariv. So therefore, since he's davening Ma'ariv early, is not a difficulty because the so to speak the cutoff line is 10 hours and 3/4 into the day. That's up until when Mincha and Ma'ariv could start from there. So therefore, we see that obviously the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda from what Rav did. So the Gemara says, no, adirab, medirav huna, rabbanan, loy haba matzlat ur tishmama, no, ina lacha kibihuda. From the fact that we find that Rav Huna and Rabbanan, they would not daven Friday night tefillah early, they would wait up until it got dark. So from there you hear that the halacha is not kibihuda. So the Gemara concludes and says, the hashtud le itmer helchasa loy kemar, veloy kemar. Now that we said that the halacha is neither like the Rabbanan, that zman mincha goes up until night, and that is when Ma'ariv starts. And we didn't say the halacha is either like Rabbi Yehuda, that mincha only ends at plag, and that ma'ariv would start from then on. So the avid kamar avid, or the avid kamar avid, whoever does like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbanan is good. And therefore, the nafkamina would be regarding ma'ariv, up when we could begin ma'ariv, you could do either like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan, you could have this man of mincha continue up until nighttime, and that's when ma'ariv would start. Or you could have mincha continue up until plag of mincha, 10 3/4 into the day, and then from then on, you could start the tefillah of ma'ariv. So the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Rav Iklu Lebei Geneva, Rav once visited the house of Geneva, but Tzali Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos, and he davened the Friday night davening already from before Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. V'Hava Matzli Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Acherid Rav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening behind Rav in that tefillah of when they were davening the early Shabbos minyan. B'sayim Rav, v'loy paskil etzlusid Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rav had already finished his davening, but he didn't disrupt the tefillah of Yirmiyah, who was behind him in the middle of davening. He didn't go ahead and interrupt him. So the Gemara says, Shmamino tla, Shmamino. From here we see three different halachas that we could learn. And that is, mispal odm shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. You could daven, so to speak, early Shabbos. You could daven Friday night tefillah when it's still day outside. It's still erev Shabbos. Second halach is b'shmamino mispal talmud achori rabbi. We find that a talmud could daven behind his rabbi. And third of all, b'shmamino that also laver connected mispalin, that it's forbidden for a person to pass before someone that's davening, and that is because that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening in front of the wall, and it was forbidden for him to pass, so to speak, step back 3 steps and to go in front of him to sit down where he wanted to sit. Rather, he stayed where he was davening. So therefore, we see that it's forbidden for a person to pass in front of someone that's in the middle of davening Shemayin Yasser. So the Gemara says, "Misayei le Rabbi Shuban Levi," that assists us in the statement Rabbi Shuban Levi had said. Rabbi Shuban Levi also lava connect mispalin, that's forbidden to pass by in front of someone that's davening. So the Gemara says, "Ini, is that really true?" They would pass by in front of people that were davening. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chutz la ba'ames hu dechalfi." They would pass by in front of someone if it was more than 4 ames in front of him, and therefore that's not a contradiction. That's the halacha that a person is not supposed to walk in front of a dalet ames, in front of, let's say, approximately 7 feet in front of someone that's davening Shemayin Yasser. If he's behind you, you can't step back if you're going to be coming into his dalet ames. But if it's more than that, then there's no problem. Then you could walk by in front of him. So now the Gemara goes back what we said regarding Rabbi Yirmiyah davening behind his rebbe, but behind Rav, and that's the halacha we learned, that Talmud could daven behind his rebbe. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yirmiyah heichad aver hachi, how did Rabbi Yirmiyah do this? Rabbi Yehuda Marav, la'ilam al yispal adam. We learned from Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that a person should never daven. We'll continue on to Chavzayin Mabez. Loi keneged rabbi, not alongside his rebbe, because that would seem to be that, so to speak, that they're equals. V'loi achoye rabbi, and not behind his rebbe. And Rashi says the reason is because that's like a gaiva. And Tosfos says that some want to say that because then it would seem like he's bowing down to his rebbe. V'tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer hamaspal achoy rabbi, that if someone does daven behind his rebbe, and also v'hanoisin shalom rabbi, if someone greets his rebbe just like everybody else, he says shalom alecha and he doesn't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and Bahamachzer Shalom Rebbe, and if he responds to his Rebbe's greeting the same way like he would to any single person, and Bahachoyel Kal Yeshivasi Shal Rebbe, and whoever challenges the yeshiva, the academy of his Rebbe, Bo'imer Davash Leishama Mipi Rebbe, and he says something that he never heard from his Rebbe, either in the name of him, or he's saying something that they would assume that it's from his Rebbe, and he doesn't, and he never really heard it from his Rebbe, Goring L'shchinish Atistalak Mitzvah, he causes the divine presence to remove itself from Klal Yisrael. So we find that you're not allowed to daven behind the Rebbe. So how is it possible that Yirmi Abba daven behind Rav? So the Gemara answers that Shani Rabbi Yirmi Abba, the Talmud Chaver Haba, that he was what's called a student colleague, that he wasn't just a regular student, correct? A regular student is not allowed to daven behind his Rebbe. But here he was, so to speak, a counterpart. He was an equal on some level to Rav, and therefore he was allowed to daven behind him, as we find in the following incident, that Vahainu de Kamaleir B'yimir B'Abba L'Rav Mi Bedilis. As we find that B'yimir B'Abba told to Rav, says, have you abstained? In other words, he was asking him that day that they were davening the Shabbos tefillah on Erev Shabbos, they were making early Shabbos, Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, did you refrain from Malacha also? That since you makabel Shabbos and your tefillah, are you also not going to do Malacha anymore in spite of the fact that it's still day outside? Amalei in Bedilni says, yes, I'm abstained. I stopped doing Malacha after I daven the Friday night davening on Erev Shabbos. And in that dialogue, the loy omer mi bodil mar, he didn't say, and did the master abstain? That obviously from there we see that he's a talmud chaver, he was a, so to speak, a colleague, and therefore he was allowed to daven behind him because it's only a full-fledged talmud that is forbidden to daven behind his rabbi. So now the Gemara asks on that episode, mi bodil, did Rav refrain from halacha because he davened the Friday night tefillah earlier, even though it's, so to speak, still halachically day? Rebbevin said that one time Rebbe Davin, the Friday night, the Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos, and still in spite of that he went into the bathhouse, and now the Gemara thinks that it was after the time that they already decreed against sweating and showering on Shabbos, as the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos says, that we see that although the fact that he already davened the Friday night tefillah, he didn't stop himself from doing Easteri Shabbos. And the Yatsav Hashandal on Pirkani came out and they taught us the sugya, the halachas that we were learning. Vadayin Lechashkan, it still wasn't dark. So you see that the fact that a person davened the Friday night tefillah is not a reason to make it forbidden to abstain from halachas. The Gemara says no. Amar Rava Hahu de Nichnas Lazia. That Rebbe went into the bathhouse was to go in and to steam bathe. In other words, to sweat. And that is because you get into the heat from the bathhouse, and it wasn't to put water on them to shower. V'kaidim gezerah hava, and it was before the decree that they had not yet decreed about sweating and schwitzing, so to speak, also. And that and Rashi says that everywhere where the Gemara says in many places, like Rava said that it was talking about to sweat, it's from this statement in the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Zayin that it comes from, that there was a certain time period that they had not yet decreed about the sweating, and therefore it wasn't a malacha that he had done. And really, the truth is that once you dive in the Friday night tefillah, everyone agrees that it's forbidden to do malacha. So the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really true, that there is an issa malacha once you daven? But we have a different incident that seems to be counterindicative. And that is, Abaya shori leila Rav Dimi bar Livoi lechavri sali. Abaya permitted Rav Dimi bar Livoi to sulfurate the baskets, and that is, he would smoke it with sulfur. And this was after that he had already davened the Friday night tefillah on Erev Shabbos. He, so to speak, made it early Shabbos, and still he permitted him to do a malacha. So the Gemara says, no. Hahu to usahavi. That story was different, because that was done in error. And that is, he wasn't trying to be makabel tesis Shabbos. He didn't want to make it early Shabbos, midas, that he wanted to be makabel earlier. Rather, it was a cloudy day, and he thought it was already nighttime, that it was dark. And then afterwards, the sun shone forth, and therefore he realized that it was a mistaken so to speak, tefillah, and therefore it was like it was still Friday for him, and that's why he was allowed to still do malucha, But the Gemara asks on that, v'tu'usa mihadra, is it true that if someone makes a mistake in Kabbalah Shabbos, that it's reversible? V'omar avidan pamachas niskashu shemayim b'ovim. One time the clouds thickened in the skies. Kisvur ha'am lo mechashechu. So everybody thought that it was already nighttime. V'nichnasu lebeis haknesses. V'spalo shal matzah Shabbos b'Shabbos. They went to shul and they davened already the ma'ariv of matzah Shabbos when it was still Shabbos. V'nispazru ha'avim v'zorach ha'am. And then they come out and they see that the clouds separate and the sun is shining forth. Ubo v'shol es Rebbe. And they came and asked Rebbe, what is the halacha? We davened the ma'ariv already, but it seems like it's still Shabbos. V'amar hoyil v'hispalu. Hispalu, he said, no, once you daven, you daven. And he didn't require them to daven over when they got dark already. So obviously you see that it's considered a tefillah, even though that they're obviously not permitted to do malacha because it's still halachically Shabbos. And there was not that they shouldn't be over on a Dvat Torah, but rather it was regarding a Tosefah. So we see that even though it was a mistake, but that mistaken addition, so to speak, of the tefillah, that we say since they davened already, it's considered that they accepted. So how can we say over here that you're trying to answer that since it was a mistake, that it's like his Friday night tefillah, which was a Kabbalah of Shabbos, is like not counted? We see from Rebbe that no, that once they daven, it's counted like as if he was Moshech already adding on the coming time, which was the following evening, which in that case was Matzah Shabbos. In this case, it's Friday night. So how could we say that he allowed him to do a malacha because it was a mistake? And when we see a mistaken tefillah is considered a tefillah. So the Gemara says, Shani Tzibur Deloy Metrachin Lehu, the congregation, when it's the Rabbim, that's different because we don't trouble them to go ahead and daven over. But the truth is that in general, when it's an individual, if it was a mistaken identity of being Friday night, then when he finds out, it's like it would never happen, and therefore the tefillah is not a tefillah, and therefore the Kabbalah Shabbos of it is not a Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore it would be permitted, and that was the story with Abaye, to do a malacha. However, it's important to know that although we permit the tzibur to do that their tefillah of Matzah Shabbos is considered a tefillah in spite of the fact that it's Shabbos, but that would not permit them to do malacha because although that it's a mistake, it still happens to be that it's still Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues on this, and the Gemara says, Amar b'chi bar oven, Rav tzoli shal Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. Rav would daven the Friday night tefillah on erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshu yamatzli shal Matzah Shabbos b'Shabbos. And Rabbi Yeshu would daven the Matzah Shabbos tefillah when it was still Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses this and says, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos, Rav would daven the Friday night davening on Erev Shabbos. In other words, he would make an early Shabbos like it's commonly called. So the question is, Oymer Kedusha Ala Kois or Eino Oymer Kedusha Ala Kois? What is it? After he finished his davening, would he make Kiddush on the cup of wine? In other words, would he have his Friday night meal? Or would he not? Because it's still day, and since it's not night, it's not Shabbos, so maybe he wouldn't make Kiddush and he would have to wait till it gets nighttime. So Gemara says, Toshema Adam Rav Nachman Meshmul Mispal Odom Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos V'Oymer Kedusha L'Kodesh. No, that not only could you daven the Friday night tefillah when it's still Erev Shabbos, but you could even make Kiddush on the cup because once you were Mekabel Shabbos, halachically we're designated as if it's Shabbos and therefore you could have your Friday night suda. V'Hilchos HaKavosin Halach is like him. Now the Gemara continues with the second statement that Rabbi Yeshu Yamatzli Shal Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshu would daven the Matzah Shabbos tefillah when it was still Shabbos. So the question is, would after he finished, so it's still Shabbos, everyone's having their Shal Shudas now and davening Mincha, could he make Havdalah or could he not? Because Lamais, it's not Shabbos, it's not over yet. That not only could you daven the tefillah of the Mayer of a Matzah Shabbos when it's still Shabbos, and you could still say Havdalah on the cup. So it's important to know that Tosis says that obviously it's talking about a case where there's a tzarech mitzvah, that the person has a mitzvah need that he has to do a matzah Shabbos. For example, he has to go to do a bris milah on a child, and he's not going to have wine for the avdolo later on if he doesn't do it now. So because definitely Tei says it's better to be meisiv from chol on kodesh, because that's a mitzvah deraisa, that you should only make avdolo after Shabbos is over, but not for no other reason. And Tei says it's pashit, that they wouldn't be going quick to make Havdalah and to daven the Matzah Shabbos when it's still Shabbos, because for a Malacha it's still also until it gets dark. So therefore, although the Halacha is saying over here that it's permitted to make Havdalah and daven Ma'ariv when it's still Shabbos, but you obviously can't do a Malacha until it gets dark. And although this is the Halacha, the Achreinim are mefakfik not to be noig like this, because for many different reasons, and one of them including that it seems bizarre that a person is making Havdalah and people will think that it's Matzah Shabbos when really it's still Halachah Shabbos, especially regarding the Isra of Malacha. So now the Gemara continues with a story. Omer B'Zeiru, Omer Ba'asi, Omer B'Lazar, Omer Chanin, Omer Rav. That B'Tzad Omed Zeh Hispal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. That in the side of this pillar, that's how the story went, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi davened the Friday night tefillah on Erev Shabbos. And they were showing a Ma'aser Rav that this is the Halacha that one is allowed to make, what's called an early Shabbos. Ki asa ula, but when ula came, he said that the version of the story is different. Amar bitzad tamara hava, it was on the side of a date tree, not a pillar. Veloy bitzad amar hava. And Beloy Bishmal Rabbiyasi Hava, El Rabbilazar Rabbiyasi Hava. It wasn't Rabbishmal, the son of Rabbiyasi. Rather, it was Rabbilazar, the son of Rabbiyasi. And Beloy Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Hava. It wasn't the Friday night tefillah on Erev Shabbos. Rather, El Shal Matzah Shabbos Be'Shabbos Hava. It was the Matzah Shabbos tefillah on Shabbos. And that's the dictic of our Messiah, that they were meticulous to record the story exactly how it was. And although they're teaching similar stories, it was important to get the facts correctly. Now we continue exploring our Mishnah that said Tefillah se'erev ein lo keva. It says that the evening Tefillah, the Ma'ariv Tefillah, has no set time. It can be said the whole night. So the Gemara asks, "My ein lo keva, what is this interesting terminology of that there is no set time? If it's telling you that if you want matzli kulele, that you could daven the whole night. So listen, Tefillah se'erev kol ha'layla. It should just say very simply, the evening Ma'ariv, the evening Tefillah is the whole night. Elamai ein lo keva. So, but why is it saying that it has no set time? It's coming to teach you another lesson. The Kamanda Amar Tefillas Arvis Rishos is coming to tell you, like the one who says that the evening Ma'ariv, the evening Tefillah, is elective, that it's not achiv, it's not mandatory. As we learned the Machlokes, the Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, Tefillas Arvis, regarding the Tefillah of Ma'ariv, Rabbi Gamliel Oymer Chayv, Rabbi Gamliel says it's an obligation and it's not a Rishos. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's elective. If a person wants to, then he can, but it's not it doesn't have the same din as a Chayv. And now Abaya, halacha k'divrei Oymer Chayv. Abaya says, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that says that it's an obligation. But Rava Amar, halacha k'divrei Oymer Rishos. And Rava says, the halacha is like the one who says that the Ma'ariv Tefillah is Rishos, it's elective. But it's important to note that Tosis says that it doesn't mean dafka Rishos, that elective, if you want, you could or not. Rather, of course, there's a chiv to daven Ma'ariv. The reason why it's called a Rishos is that if another mitzvah that's going to be Iveris, that you're not going to have to do it at a different time, comes along, then that takes precedence over Ma'ariv, and in that regard, it's called a Rishus. But obviously, if you have no other mitzvah that you're obligated to do or is necessary to do at that time, then of course, one is Mechuyiv, even according to one who says it's a Rishus, you're obligated to daven the evening tefillah. So now, the next Gemara is an interesting episode in history, that this Machlokes that we just quoted between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, up until when, If the evening tefillah is reshus, or if it's a chayiv, that and this was at a time when the nasi, who was Rabbi Gamliel, and the Av Bezdin, after that they had the churban of the Bayis Sheni, and this was during the time of when they had it in Yavne, and therefore the Rabbi Gamliel, who was a nasi, found it important that he should assert his authority, because to unify Klal Yisrael after the churban, and Rabbi Gamliel was the nasi, and Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. And this machlokes we find very interesting how it came about. And the Gemara says, Tanabon, Maisa b'talmid echad shabol of Rabbi Yeshua. There was a Maisa with one student that he came in front of Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei tefillas arvis reshus. Oichavi asked Rabbi Yeshua a straightforward question: is the evening tefillah, is it elective or is it chayva? In other words, he wanted to know regarding if he had another mitzvah to do. Does the ma'ariv tefillah have an obligatory halacha or is it elective? So amalei reshus, he said to him, it's elective, it has a din of Rishus. Bolef Neir Mulil. So he came in front of the other place, he came in front of the Nasi, and he asked him, Mulil, Omalei, Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Chayv. He asked him, is it a Rishus or Chayv? Omalei Chayv. And Mulil told him, it's an obligation. Omalei, so the student told him, Alei Bishu, Omalei Rishus. Bishu told me that it's elective, it's Rishus. So Omalei, so he told the student, Hamtinat Sheikhnasu Balitresin Labesa Medish. Wait until the shield bearers come to the Beis HaMidrash, which is a reference to the Talmid HaChachamim, that they, so to speak, they spar in Halacha to try to win in the Halacha. He says, wait here until they come into the Beis HaMidrash. Sh'kishenichnesu Balei Treisen, when the shield bearers, the reference to the Talmid HaChachamim, came into the Beis HaMidrash. Amen HaShoel V'Shoel, so the one who had the question stood up and he asked the following question. Til V'Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichayva. Is Ma'ariv a Rishus or a Chayv? So Amalei Rim Leil Chayv, Rim Leil says, it's an obligation. So then, Amalem Rimlil Chacham. Then Rimlil took the opportunity and he said to all the Chacham, Klom Yesh Odem Shechelik B'Davazeh, is there anyone here that argues on what I just said? So Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Av Bezdin, he said, no, no one argues on you. Amalei, so Rimlil told him, V'Aloi Mishmecha Amrali Rishus, but in your name they tell me that you said it's Rishus and not a Chayva. So Amalei, Rimlil told to him, Yeshua, Amud Al Reglecha V'Yidabach. Yeshua, stand on your feet and let them say about you, let them testify about you. And that is that you said that it's a Rishus. So Amad Yerbishua on Raglava Amas. Yerbishua stood up on his feet and he said the following. El Moli Ani Chayv, who may swear to be that I were alive and that student were dead. Yoch L'chay L'hakish Azameis. The living could deny the dead. And I could deny that this story ever happened. But now that I'm alive and he's alive, how could the living deny the living? And in other words, I, against my will, I have to admit that I was the one that I said that it's a rishus. So the Gemara says, Yom Liel continued sitting and lecturing the halachas, and Yeshua was still standing on his feet because he never had permission yet to sit back down from the Nasi, who was Yom Liel. Until the folk that were there started murmuring. And there was, because there was a bazillion for Rabbi Shua that was standing there. And they told the chutzpis, who was the name of the announcer, and he was the one that would stand in front of Yom Liel and he would, so to speak, announce loudly to the rabbim, the drasha that was coming from the mouth of Yom Liel. They told him, stop. They were screaming, you know, this is a disgrace, and he stopped. So Amri, the people were saying, Ad kaman it's Ari menezel. How long will we let that this should go on, that Yom Liel should be distressing Rabbi Shua? And that is, B'Rosh Hashanah ishtaki tzari. In Rosh Hashanah of the last year, he was mitzar him. And that is in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that we find that he told him, Yom Liel told Rabbi Shua, I decree upon you that you should come to me with your stick and your money bag on Yom Kippur, which is your Yom Kippur, and your cheshbon, because they had this whole machlokes regarding what was the cheshbon of the year. And he says, on your Yom Kippur, I want you to come to me, because according to me, it's not Yom Kippur. And I want you to come to me on that day. And that was obviously very disturbing for Rabbi Shua, who according to him, his cheshbonis, it was Yom Kippur, and he had to listen to Yom Liel. And moreover, we have B'Bchairis, B'Maisid, Reb Tzadik Tzari, we have in Masechtas B'Chairis, with the story of Reb Tzadik, that Reb Tzadik had a firstborn. And Yom Liel told Rabbi Shua the similar type of thing, that stand on your feet, and the same type of story that we have over here. And Hochinamitzar, and here also, he's distressing him. So they said, Tov and Arbi, let us come and dispose of Yom Liel. Let's take him away from his nasiyas, from being the nasi, from being the one that's in charge of Kla Yisrael. So the question that arose was, Man Noikim Le. So who should we appoint in place of him? And Nukmei Le Rabbi Shua, if we appoint Rabbi Shua, who is so to speak second in command, is the Av Bezdin, Bal Maisa Hava. He was involved in the incident, and this can be very disturbing. It's going to cause a lot of tsar, almost too much for Yom Liel, if he were the one that was to take over his position. Nukmel Rebbe Kiva, if we put Rebbe Kiva, the great Talmudic sage, and appoint him as the Nasi, Dilma Anishle, Delesle Schusovis, maybe he's going to get punished because he doesn't have the merit of his fathers, because he came from Geirim, he doesn't come from great Yiches, and maybe because of Rebbe Liel, he's going to get punished. Ela Nukmel Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah, rather let us appoint Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah to Hu Chacham, Vuhu Asher, Vuhu Asir Le Ezra, because he's someone that's wise, he's wealthy, and he has a lot of Yiches, that is a tenth generation from Ezra HaSeifer. And the Gemara says why we need all these three characteristics. Hu Chacham, he's wise, di imakshu le mefarkle. If people ask him questions, he'll have what to answer. Vuhu Asher, and he's wealthy, di iesle lefluchi lebe keser, because if he has to deal with the house of the Caesar, afhu azal palach, he'll also be able to go and deal with them because he's wealthy. Vuhu Asir le Ezra, and he's the tenth of from a generation from Ezra, the islis chus avis v'lemasi anishle, and therefore he has the merit of his forefathers, and they won't get punished because of the pain, because of the tefillas of Yom Liel. So asu v'amru le, they came and they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nichele lamar de lahav reish mesifta, would it be pleasing to you to be the reish mesifta? We want to appoint you to be the head of the yeshiva, to be the nasi. So amalahu izl v'imlech b'enshe beis, he says, let me go and consult with my wife. Also, of Imlech ben Beis, he went and consulted with his wife. So Amrlei, his wife told him as following, and we continue on to the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. She said to him, Dilma Ma'abrin Loch, said maybe they're going to remove you. In other words, just like they took Rabbi Gamliel down to put you in the way, maybe they're going to take you down from the Nasi and they're going to appoint someone else in your place. What's the point? So Amrlei, he said to her, L'shtamish inish yemechad bekase demokra ulamocher litva. And this is a phrase that people would say that, let a person use the glass, the precious glass cup one day, and then if tomorrow, let it break. In other words, what it's saying is that you can use what you have and be honored with it today, and if tomorrow gets broken, so then it breaks. So I mean, in other words, why should I wait and worry that what's going to happen tomorrow, that maybe I'm going to remove, but right now I'll be the Nasi and I'll be the Reish Masifta. However, she told them, Amrle, les lachivarasa, you don't have any white. And that is, you don't have any white hairs in your beard, and it's only proper for a darshan to have a white beard. So the Gemara says that Hu Yoyim Bar Tamni Srei Shnei Hav. That day, he was 18 years old. Israchash Le Nisa V'Hadru Le Tamni Srei Dori Chevarta. And it happened to Ness on that day that it came to him 18 rows of white hairs in his beard. And that the Gemara says is Hainu to come Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is the famous phrase that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that we say on the Seder night that's in the Haggadah. Hare ani kiven shem shana, that I am like I am 70 years old. V'loi ven shem shana, and he wasn't actually 70 years old. Rather, he was like, because he was really only 18. Because of his 18 rows of white hairs, he was like he was 70 years. And although he said a certain aloha, he wasn't zeich until Ben Zayma came along and said, did you have to say Yitzhi ben Tzrayim by night? But in a sense, he really was only 18. And this nes was done for him so that he could become the Nasi of Klal Yisrael.